I am 76 years old, and I want to continue to education, to give my grandchild to be proud of me.
Celia Rodriguez, who came from Colombia 40 years ago, at a rally at City Hall Park yesterday afternoon with hundreds of New Yorkers protesting the Bloomberg administration's threats to cut funding for adult literacy programs throughout the city. Celia Rodriguez says she's not afraid of speaking to anybody.
If you speak English well, you can get a better job, better position. I speak to anybody, no matter if the President Obama comes in, I say, look, you have more education than me, but I understand you and you understand me.
Mayor Bloomberg's 2014 budget would eliminate $7.1 million in funding for community-based literacy and immigrant services, eliminating classes for 7,000 New Yorkers seeking to improve their English skills, find or attain employment, and participate in their children's education. Casey Williams is the director of adult education at Queens Community House and said the money used to be baselined in the city budget.
Which means every year it was part of the budget, programs went through a competitive bidding process, and the funding was distributed. Now we find ourselves in a position in which every year we fight to get this money partially restored. Now, when you're talking about English as a second language classes, these are our short-term investment in the future of our city. When folks learn English, they get better jobs, they contribute to the tax base, they become more involved in their children's education, they become better advocates for themselves and their families, they become more involved in their community, they become better neighbors. And this short-term investment is what is at risk.
The proposed cuts come on top of 3 years of funding cuts to program. The New York Coalition of Adult Literacy is calling for the restoration of $5.2 million for the Department of Youth and Community Development Program, $1.5 million for Adult Literacy Services Initiative, and $4.6 million for an Immigrant Initiative Program. Many elected officials know these programs lead to better lives and help immigrants integrate into the social life of the city. Brooklyn City Council member Letitia James was there yesterday. She's running for public advocate in this year's election, and she says Mayor Bloomberg engages in this budget dance each year.
But oftentimes this budget dances to the detriment of immigrant communities and low-income communities. And clearly a significant number of individuals here today at this rally at City Hall Park want to ensure that the adult literacy programs remain intact, ESL classes. In addition to that, a number of them have spoken to me about the importance of our libraries and how there's a proposal, obviously, to streamline our libraries and, in fact, to close some libraries. And so, obviously, all of this is concern, and it really reflects the priority of the Bloomberg administration, which caters, obviously, to the haves. And, you know, and I always stand with the have-nots and those who are historically ignored. And so I've come here today to say to all of these immigrants and all of these people yearning to be free and to be part of the American dream, that the dream is still alive, and that these ESL classes, which are important to myself as well as the members of the City Council, and the adult literacy programs are really clearly important, and that the City Council will fight to restore them as we've done in the past, because we recognize that in order for them to be part of the American dream, to contribute to the economy, they're going to, again, need to learn English, and they want to learn English, and they want to contribute. They don't want to be on the dole. What they want to do is work, not only for themselves, but for their family, and I stand with them always. Si se puede.
One of the attendees at the rally was Miriam Asprey, originally from Nigeria, who's been here for 9 years.
To have a better life, you have to go to school, do the GED class, and then you can be able to go to the college, whatever you want to do, you know. But without that, there's nothing you can do. That's why we really need this program. That's why we really need Bloomberg's help to help us to have a better life.
And are you working at the moment?
No. I'm not working now.
And what if you could get the job, what would you like to do?
I like to go to fashion school. That's what I work through, you know. So that's what I want in future, you know.
The Bloomberg administration and city council have until June 30th to finalise the 2014 budget. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.